It is a Tuesday morning, and that means Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joining us. Well, if you're lucky to have air conditioning in this oppressive heat, that's great. However, many do, and that taxes the power grid.
Yes, David, as our heat wave continues, the state's electrical power grid is holding up fine. That's according to the New York Independent System Operators, who run the grid. Demand for electricity because of air conditioning and refrigeration is definitely pushing the system, though. Authorities are forecasting that our current period of high heat and humidity will be approaching a record high, reaching 32,810 megawatts of power use. And just so you know, a megawatt is enough power to serve about 1,000 average homes. To help lessen the power demand, the ISO has implemented an emergency program that pays larger power users to voluntarily reduce what they use. It's called the Emergency Demand Response Program, and it's been instituted in the electrical market that services New York City. This time it lasted from 1 p.m. till 7 p.m. on Monday, and they'll use it again to save electricity if they have to this week. Meanwhile, it looks like we're in for a fourth straight day of temperatures in the mid to high 90s. Forecasters are saying it isn't likely for this to break until probably Friday.
Well, from there, let's talk about the issue of recycling. I see that the market for recyclables has collapsed. That's affecting us here, even though that's taken place half a world away.
This had been a problem affecting mostly the western part of the United States. It's caused by a policy change in China. They're not accepting recyclables from the United States anymore. The capital region's largest trash hauler has told customers that it will start charging to accept recyclables at its massive sorting facility located down near the Port of Albany. Dan Kurtz, the district manager for county waste and recycling, is telling customers that the company has resisted this move for several months, but it's now apparent that it's currently not a short-term event, and it represents a new reality in the recyclables market. To give you an example of what's going on, the city of Albany used to be able to take a ton of recyclables there and get paid $10 a ton. Now they have to pay $120 a ton for the company to accept the waste and recyclables, and that's going to have a big impact on a lot of area municipal budgets. In Albany, they estimate it could cost them $400,000 in a single year.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joins us on Tuesdays. You can find out more at timesunion.com. Mike, thanks. Happy 4th. We'll catch up with you next week.
Okay, David, you too.